Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield City Council meets tonight after more than 3 weeks off. This will be a combined meeting and work session. DSI will present the city with a recycling check over $15,000. On the regular agenda will be the first reading of the addition of 4 properties to the Downtown Historic District and a development agreement with Yannick and Associates for the senior housing development near the hospital. There's been much discussion regarding this agreement, including sack and whack fees, cash in lieu of land for a park dedication fee. Staff will present an agreement developed with each of the parties. Another item is a resolution regarding the proposed detour for the construction of County Road 1 between Highways 246 and 3. This will take traffic into Northfield via Highway 3, 246, and Woodley Street. Mayor Pownell and Administrator Mardig will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20 with a recap. Rice County Engineer Dennis Luby was at the Dundas Council meeting to discuss County Road 1 reconstruction issues and maintenance agreements. Administrator John McCarthy explained that Dundas will have more of the responsibility.
Basically, it's to work with the county as far as maintaining the pedestrian bicycle trail that comes down the hill in the future, and also to work with the county with the roundabout. There's going to be a lot of lighting, new lighting at the roundabout to make it safer.
Dundas will provide the electricity and future maintenance to those lights. They plan on 10 light poles in total for approaches and at the roundabout. Dundas will be in charge of trail maintenance and tunnel maintenance, which will also have lights inside. McCarthy's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. Absentee ballots are now available for eligible voters to vote before the township elections on March 13th. There are elections in 9 Rice County townships. Only 2 have races with more than one candidate. That's Wheatland and Northfield townships. In Dakota County, Greenville Township has 2 running for supervisor and 2 for clerk. I have the list of candidates and links to ballot information on KYMNradio.net. And Beyond the Yellow Ribbon is a network of individuals, businesses, and organizations that are committed to helping out our local veterans and families of active military personnel.
We've been able to do that for a lot of people so far, and that is growing. And of course, what's fun about that is not only do we get to help these people, but then a lot of them end up joining our organization so that they can help someone else.
That's Dana Graham, who 3 years ago as mayor of Northfield was the driving force for the city to receive the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon designation. There are over 300 in the network right now offering help with anything from home repair to finding a veteran a place to live and everything in between. Debbie Larson, who has a daughter in the military, was the first person Graham called to get involved. Her organizational skills are legendary.
But it's not just me, it's everybody. And, you know, if you have the objective and everybody believes in that objective, you all work together to get it done.
An omelet breakfast with all the fixings is being held this Sunday at the Eagles Club on Water Street, serving from 8:30 to 12:30. Pick up your advance tickets through a Yellow Ribbon member and or their headquarters at the Northfield YMCA.
It's one of our fundraisers for the year so that we are able to help these veterans. And the advance tickets, we get the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon gets to keep the proceeds from the advance tickets. We don't get to keep all of it with the
At the door.
Their steering committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at the Northfield Police Station at 5:30. If you'd like to learn more or be a part of the organization, you're welcome to attend. Be sure to pick up your advance tickets from a member or swing by the YMCA. News from around the state is next.